Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come. During the last few days, we've been challenged by the risen Lord's messages to the seven churches. They've been extremely down to earth and have spoken directly into the lives of those very different churches. We've been given a very clear insight into their strengths and weaknesses and the sharp challenges that they had to face. Now our attention is moved from earth to heaven, and the language is dramatic and amazing. In this chapter, we meet the risen Christ sitting on a throne, surrounded by 24 thrones on which sat 24 elders. We're then introduced to four living beings, which had eyes both back and front. They had the appearance of a lion, an ox, a human face and an eagle, and they each had six wings. It's all utterly amazing and quite unlike being on earth. But what matters is that they spent all day and night declaring, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come." Through the years, people have struggled with the book of Revelation because they wanted to know exactly who all the different people and creatures represent. However, John had a deeper message than that. He wanted the church to know that however wicked people and regimes might be, and however desperate the situation might appear, God could never be defeated. He would continue to be holy for time and eternity. He would always endure, unlike human empires and governments, which pass through the pages of history at astonishing speed. Life can be bewildering and challenging for all of us. Our own circumstances are often uncertain and difficult, and we live in a world where there are constant tragedies and disasters. We need to hear John's word of encouragement that whatever happens, however terrible, however destructive, and however bleak, the Lord continues to be holy, and nothing will ever change that. Rejoice, my friends, for the Lord is King. He rules forever and ever. So let me ask you a question. In what way does the holiness of God encourage you in our very unholy and fast-changing world? And now let's pray together. Lord God Almighty, we praise you that we can join with the elders in declaring that you were holy, you are holy, and you will always be holy. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.